The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From beautiful Burbank, California, this is the Knapsack Files. I'm Ken Knapsack. I've had some caffeine today, but I'm not going to do the entire episode talking like that. No, don't you worry. Life Ranked is back. Thanks for the nice response for Life Ranked episode 20, which by coincidence happened to be the episode about my 20 years in LA. I didn't time it like that. I just didn't do other Life Ranked episodes and it synced up. It's almost as if the stars align. But we're into a new era of Life Ranked. Same show, same format. And we have a special guest here to rank an interesting topic. He chose it. I am intrigued. But before we do that, I will take this moment to remind you that today's episode of the Knapsack Files is brought to you in part by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes in design, business, technology, and more. I'm telling you, people, you don't believe me. I know you don't. I am not just telling you about Skillshare. I actually use Skillshare. I'm on there. When I got laid off, let's be honest, I needed to learn some other things, some other skills. I watched classes for freelancers, which included budgeting, marketing yourself, and social media strategies. I actually learned new things about Instagram watching these videos. So I actually reached out to Skillshare and joined their affiliate program, and they are giving you a 2-month free trial. All you have to do is go to Skillshare.com. When you sign out, you use the promo code TheKnapsackFiles, 2MO, TheKnapsackFiles, number 2MO. Go to Skillshare. Your brain will thank you. And eventually, I'm going to do some classes on there too, so look for that. All right. We've got, he's a favorite around these parts. You've heard him over on Force Center. You've heard him here in the Knapsack Files before, and you definitely have heard him screaming and winning in the movie Trivia Schmodown, and he's doing a lot of other cool things right now. It is the enforcer, Mark Donica.
Hi, Ken.
No, we can break kayfabe here,
though. Of course we can. That's why I talk all positively and up. And this is the real character, Enforcer. That's the real guy.
Yeah.
This is the person that I get to put my mask on and be at all the time.
Oh, yeah. This is like the reverse superhero, which is Batman.
It's Batman, yeah,
the real one. Well, so happy to have you here to do a Life Rank. Now, what is our topic? We're not going to get into it quite yet, but what is our topic?
So our topic is 5 reasons to be excited for autumn.
I love
it. I specifically wrote stoked, but that's just because the Californian in me is—it's just the weather's hot stoked. And I'm feeling stoked. All right, but to be excited for autumn.
How did you come upon this one? Because I gotta admit, I gave you a ton of rope for this one here. Mm-hmm. You were like, "What should we talk about?" I was like, "You let me know." Because usually we talk about Star Wars. Where does your mind go now? Why did you settle on this one?
So autumn is like my birth season. Oh. I am an autumn child, and there's a lot about
it. Sweet autumn child.
There's a lot that happens during the season that I think a lot of people take for granted, and I have a couple that are kind of surface level things to be excited for, but ultimately I think subconsciously everybody feels similar things in and around autumn, and it's something that I think should be brought to the surface and not just be kept deep inside of our dark, dark souls. But I took a look at some of your other Life Ranks. Jay took pro wrestling, but he was a wrestler, so that's fine.
Right.
And I saw people do like things to be excited for in this season, that season, and it just sparked like, well, autumn's coming up, and I instantly got 4 and had to think about 5. But it was it's a wonderful reason to talk about stuff like this.
It's in your soul then if you came up with those answers that fast. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be good. But I want to catch up a little bit with what you're doing because you are launching some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And tell us about it.
All right. So I can't keep still. I have to keep doing stuff at all times.
It's a freelance hustle.
It's a freelance hustle, man. So recently, my gaming podcast that I do with 3 other wonderful folks, Stacey Shuttleworth, Nate Miller, Patrick Dees, we've gone independent. We have a Twitch channel, which you have sent a lot of fine folks from twitch.tv/KenKnapsack over to us that have followed, subscribed, given bits. So we're starting to do home shows, talk shows in and around gaming and nerd life.
Sure.
As well as we stream several days a week, various types of games. Like this past Sunday, I did WWE, whereas Stacey did Overwatch. Nate did the new World of Warcraft expansion. And it's a fun thing. We're really trying to make a go at it. And we're working on replicating as professional of a home show environment as we can. But for right now, it's going to sound and look great. So that's over at twitch.tv/inventoryfullpt. Mm-hmm. But the one that's been really, really close to my heart and something that I've been trying to do for a while is my wife and I are very huge theme park fans, and right. We've been in the system for a very long time.
We've been in the system.
Yeah, Disney has our pictures on the wall.
Oh, okay. Not the state pen.
No, not the state pen system.
Okay, that system. The Disney system.
Though we've paid almost as much. we've been theme park fans whether it comes to Universal, Knott's, all sorts of stuff in the Southern California area, but also around the country and around the world. Mm. And we're hoping to expand even more to around the world.
But other planets? Oh,
yes. Yes, we will go to
Disney Mars.
Disney Moon, Disney's Moon Resort. But we started a parks podcast with a couple of different themes that we sort of, if there's not too big a news of the week, we like to go into our imaginations and build stuff or go into the past and talk about some of our favorite stuff that doesn't exist anymore. And if it still holds up and if it would still hold up today, the podcast is called Party of Two, a parks podcast.
Nice.
And it's, we're releasing episode 3 this week. We were talking about in last week's episode, while we were talking about some of our favorite favorite rides from yesteryear, my wife brought up E.T. It is still in Florida, but we don't know how much longer it has. So you're like, what sort of a big Universal franchise would be able to fill its shoes? Yeah. So we came up with a Beetlejuice ride going to be talking about on this week's episode. And then, it's a different dynamic. We shoot it in our home.
Yeah.
And we've known each other for a very long time.
Yeah, even before you were married. You were one of those longtime couples.
Yep. We're coming up to the point where we'll have known each other longer than we haven't.
Oh, yeah. That's
which
nice.
Is an amazing flag to put up. But, Party of Two, a Parks podcast, we release on Tuesdays every week. And we're looking to grow it, and we're having a whole bunch of fun. So come along for the ride.
That's great fun, and you guys know it well. I mean, again, when it comes to theme parks, I reach out to you for Galaxy's Edge information or insight. We did a great Star Wars Ranked about what we want from Star Wars Land, which we now know is Galaxy's Edge. And alcohol is one of the ones we're getting.
Oh, we'll talk about that, I'm sure.
So you're the type of guy in this podcast with your wife. It's like, I don't know why Jurassic Park is closed in Universal. I just saw pictures.
That's going to be next week.
So you're going to give me the information.
Yep.
Love it. That's good. That's a good thing. That's a good brand. I hope you both get sent around the world and maybe to the moon.
I would love to be sent to the moon with my wife.
So that's
I'm already over the moon.
Like a big pizza pie. That's amore. Mark is not just a great schmodown competitor with a future of championship future in his path. He's a great dude with an insightful look at a lot of things. So follow the channel Party 2, which is great because that's one of my favorite phrases.
Yeah. Party 2.
Party 2.
Party 2.
And you skip 12 people. Mm-hmm.
Every episode starts with a friend of ours giving the Party 2, and then we like Party 2 right here.
That's
and it comes
awesome.
Right in. It's pretty
perfect.
Adorable.
Follow them. More information at the end of the show. But I do want to get into Life Ranked. We are looking forward to. We are getting stoked for autumn.
That's right.
We rank life here. It's just the guest on this one. Star Wars Ranked it sometimes me and the guest ranking both things. I like this is more of a guest brings something to me and we dive into their passion for this thing here or their insight and things they want to bring to the table. So 5-1 is what we do. Let's start it off, Mark Donica, with your number 5 reason.
Number 5, family. And I use the general term family because I know there are people who are out of state, out of country, out of the area of their family. Maybe you don't have the best sort of relationship with your blood family, but it's a time where everybody just sort of naturally comes together, and whether it's a Hallmark holiday or not. But it's sort of like it's starting to get cold again, depending on where you are. And so you start to just pack together a bit. And you really get to spend time with people that are your family, your tribe, your pack, your whatever. And it's, God, I'm so burpy.
Well, I gave you this
it's bubbly
drink
it's my
here.
Fault.
So that's my, no, it's my fault. Okay. It's my fault. you're talking family. You're talking about getting together. I like this forced or not.
Mm-hmm.
You're here.
Yeah. And sometimes if it is forced, there's an opportunity to better a relationship or something. Because I right now, the world's stage is a little temperamental.
Or a little rocky.
A little rocky. Yeah. So there may be opinions flying all over the place of this or that or this or that. And either on one end, you leave those at the door and you get a chance to be around the people that you love because you love them. Mm. Or maybe those come to the dinner table and people and you start to talk a little bit and you realize various things that you didn't necessarily know before, and it could open up a channel for understanding.
That's
ultimately the hope, is that even if and there's people that we disagree with all over the world and all over your Facebook page.
Over your Thanksgiving table. But
so getting the opportunity to stop, think, collaborate, listen, however you want to do it, and maybe find a new reason to understand and not necessarily jump so quick to negative emotion and be close to the dark side and things like that. There's going to be Star Wars and wrestling illusions all over the place.
As there should.
Just because that's who we are.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's the opportunity to grow as a group, whether it's a familial group or a friend group or this or that.
There's something about the end of the year, the holidays, looking back, and then some of those sometimes not great family connections, sometimes the great ones. Sometimes it's what you look forward to. And I think there's something pure about that there. Have you any good family memories recently, little moments that you can
recently
share? Yeah, or anything?
There's a couple. My larger family, not just my immediate nuclear family, we usually do seasonal family parties. So it would be, hey, let's do fall birthdays, let's do winter birthdays, let's do this. And it's like there's usually five or six of us. Or maybe even less than that, but it was a reason just to kind of see each other. And a lot of members of our family have since like moved away here, moved away there. And now the closer we get to the holidays, it's either Thanksgiving or Christmas, depending on flight prices, that people start to be able to come out. And it was either last year or the year before, we've started to really, ever since Andrea and I got married, we started to incorporate her side of the family because they're either up in Washington or in Europe, depending on which side of the family. So her parents don't necessarily have anybody to spend Thanksgiving with. And ever since we've started incorporating them, it's gotten even bigger and even louder. And it's been a really nice memory. And we've also started doing Friendsgivings recently.
Yeah, sure.
So just in times where I rarely have time for myself anymore. Being able to set aside a day to talk to people, have fun with people the same way you used to see them every day at school or whatever. My cousin James, I saw him more in high school than I did when I was a kid, and that gave us a better relationship.
Sure.
So seeing him at Friendsgiving and all sorts of different, I've had great experiences with both, and it's a wonderful opportunity to either catch up or just connect,
reset.
Yeah,
taking that time, taking that
reset's
moment.
Good.
Reset, especially if you got a tight friend group. Say if you're out here in LA by yourself or anything. Again, I've been out 20 years. It's like you talk about blood family. You do realize your friends are kind of become their own family, and it's important. There's people I've known now 20 years. So I met my first month or two in LA, and I consider them friends, but I'm too busy. They're too busy. Life goes on. So to have that in autumn, we're not just talking about the holidays. It's that fall that season, it kind of forces you to press the pause button. I like that. It's a great lead off. It's a great curtain jerker, as they'd say in pro wrestling. First match of the night, but you're number four.
Number four. So I've sprinkled a couple of really simple ones that are just pure me as a me, like I can't help but love them. They're personal, but not and kind of shady. One of them to me is daylight savings time ends. And it's back to being bright in the morning, which helps me out immensely because I am not a morning person.
Gotcha.
So the earlier the sun rises, the earlier I could be like, oh, okay, great. Time to actually get started. And it's not 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And for somebody who works nights too, just to be able to have that firm difference in the, of once it starts to get dark, it's, oh, I need to get to work as opposed to, oh, what time is it? Oh, I'm going to be late. Crap.
Yeah. Okay. I this is interesting to me. I want to hear what I have some thoughts on this.
But yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I like daylight savings time during the summer, but especially for fall, you get that hour back.
Yeah.
And it just helps everybody. It's something that we all connect over too.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, everybody gets an hour of sleep back.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little darker at night, but that's fine. That's nice. Like, it's not as big of a deal now that we have electricity.
Right.
but it also for me, night is kind of a peace of mind sort of a thing. Okay. And I can connect with it a little bit more because it's stillness, you know, it's just sort of a calm
in the blackness of the night.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
Bewitching hour. Things like that.
I like this a lot. That's an interesting take. And if you have more to say, please jump in. But I want to jump in here myself because as a child, I loved the winter more. And I grew up by the beach, but it did get very cold. Some nights, 25 degrees there in Pismo Beach area. So I always loved when it got dark early. Mm. And then as I got older, you know, and I worked graveyards for a long time, so it was really interesting. I think that might have affected me because I enjoyed the light later because it felt like I had my day. But there's something I never, even though I think now I prefer to be light out at 8 o'clock, but I recognize what you're saying because your brain just naturally, like Alaska, where it's like sunlight for 72 straight hours, I'd be screwed because there is this like working on the night moves, like the night hits and you go. So I really understand what you're talking about.
So we got a chance back a couple years ago to visit her Andrea's family in France, and it was like June. Their sunset was 10:30 at night.
See, weird. Yeah.
It was a really, really long day to the point where the second it was pure black, we got tired like instantly. But we were absolutely fine, good to go. We were having
wired.
It seemed like we were having dinner at like 10.
Right.
But the sun was still just kind of going down a little bit, and it felt like a summer evening.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden it was 11 o'clock, and we're like, oh, God, I guess we should go to sleep. Sure.
Yeah.
It's weird how much the sunlight affects us. I mean, not necessarily weird, more science, but just being more of a night body, it's more comforting to me to like drive in the night or this and that. You don't have to worry about the sun being in your eyes, et cetera, et cetera. But especially now, a lot of my independent contractor work is at night.
Right.
So it's nice to, I don't like losing the sun. Driving while it's sun, going inside, coming out and it's dark and you lose your day.
Yeah.
As opposed to it being sunny all the time. And then once you go in, it starts to get dark. And then when you come out and it's dark, it's not weird.
Yeah, I used to work my first year in LA when I got the security gig. I was working 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. And so if I went in when it was dark, I felt okay. If I went in when it was like 7 o'clock, or bright, sunny at 7 o'clock, and I felt like I wasted my day. Like I didn't get it. I didn't get a day. There's still sunlight. And I'm not like a great outdoorsman. I hike occasionally. You know, it's not like I'm like, sun is out, must do it. But it was weird. It kind of messes with your brain a little bit.
Yeah. The last studio job that I had, I was in at 9 and out at 10. Like I would maybe get hour, half hour to go walk across the street to 7-Eleven and back. But that's not enough coming out. I would just be more and more depressed. But if you get I'm not meaning like, hey, a world of darkness is great, but having the distinct separation of having most of the day be day, you get your light and then escaping into the dark.
Yeah.
Is wonderful.
That's the story of it's a book by Mark Donick, Escaping Into the Dark. I like it now. I will say working 9 to 5 and when you get out and it's already dark, that's a little depressing. But
sure.
You know what? We've both worked those third shifts, man, those graveyards, those late night shifts, those split shifts towards the late. I like it. I like it. I like it. I get it. I love it. Number three.
Number three, I call this one emotional release. And it's sort of tied to family, but I think that the fall, there's a lot about the aesthetic of fall that represents sort of the end of a cycle. And it's nature, it's everything dying, but it's an aesthetic that everybody can understand and kind of really enjoys. So I would say one of my favorite things about it is to acknowledge this end and let things out and take this opportunity to be creative or even not even for like for something else or for someone else, but for you and just acknowledge something that has happened to you recently or not so recently that can die with the season. You know, if you've been holding on to something, this is a wonderful time to leave it dead and buried. And and the obsession right now with I mean the societal obsession, like Halloween's coming and it's death, and it's skeletons, and it's this and it's that. And even more with last year's Pixar release of Coco being such a huge hit to the cultural zeitgeist and being a movie about people dying. There's more of an opportunity for those feelings and those emotions to come out. And if there's any season where I think it's the most appropriate or prevalent, I think it's fall. It's autumn.
I think that's insightful. I think that's great. Now I know, you know, winter is, you know, what comes after fall, if you look at the count. Now we here in Los Angeles don't experience seasons as much, but there is, you talk about the nature, but it is, I think the biggest shift summer to fall, summer, you know, this, this autumn time, the leaves change and all these things you see all around the country, all around the world. And the weather even here does start to change, starts to get colder. It is just a turning of the page is important to humans. That's why I love January 1st. I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy or everything, but I'm about goals. I'm about establishing things for the next year. And I am about a literal almost turning of the calendar page. And so what you're talking about is this season, this change into this season reminds you that the busy summer season is done. All those things, all the problems you dealt with in spring, losing work, finding work, like now here's the time. We're coming towards the end of this cycle. Start preparing for it.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's sometimes people see the leaves change or the leaves fall and they see a tree and I've experienced it and I'm sure other people have as well, where you feel something and you go, oh, that's beautiful. Why is that beautiful? And you think about that's because it's this part of it is dying and it's going to come back even better. And I think more people just need to acknowledge that in themselves as well.
I like it. Take the time to acknowledge a need for change, a need for cleansing, and a need to rake up the leaves that fall. It's like rake those leaves inside and out, kids.
Yeah, man.
Good one.
Do an eye rake, but don't hurt yourself.
Don't hurt yourself.
Rake your back.
Oh, yeah. Good move. Good move. That's your number three, which means we're up to number two.
All right, we're back to a very, very a different type of change. Okay. And it's that coin, that dollar. with the fall comes Black Friday sales.
Oh, boy.
And as up-and-coming independent artists in the field, oh, God, do you need a good sale every now and again? And every, like, this one piece of tech, it's $20 off whatever. That's $20 bucks that you can save for whatever you need elsewhere. Right. And so in and along these seasons, they're getting bigger and longer, and it's not just the weekend, but it's like 3 weeks ahead. Like, get ahead of the sale and all this stuff. Yeah. And it's as very as we go from spiritual to just about the almighty dollar. Sometimes you need a Funko Pop sale that's like 3 for $20. Not bad. Sometimes it's filling, like you just got rid of a whole bunch of fluff by acknowledging all of the stuff
raking
that
you're getting up.
Raking those leaves, time to fill that space with some stuff.
Well, you'll rake it next year.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you sell it back, whatever, you'll get good deals on a credit card. All I'm saying is it's time to make that dive, take that chance and be like, you know what? I did it recently and I'll probably pay for it within the next couple of months, but I had to get a new laptop because mine was dying. Oh, and it's my main like production source.
That's what you do. Yeah, you're an online guy.
You got to do it. So I opened up a new credit card. I got a laptop and it's working wonderfully for me. But yeah, while I was there, I was like, wait, 12 months, no money down. What else can I get? So I got a really nice Zoom four output mixer.
Oh, you got the Zoom 6.
Yes, the H6.
Yes.
Which opened up the door for me being able to do that podcast, which opened up the door for us being able to go independent, because now I don't need a soundboard. I don't need a this, a need of that. I've got that. We can take care of it, be handled. And it's and sometimes it can be a thing that allows you to do something. But I don't mean like, oh, I can finally get that movie. Yeah, I can finally do this. Oh, the special edition of The Last Jedi is only $30. Cool, I'll pick that up.
Right.
But sometimes it can be as easy to open up a new door just by seeing a sale in a window.
I like this. So this is interesting to me because, you know, I from my past career, Black Friday meant 31
completely different
31 thing. Straight hours sleeping on my office floor, commercialism in my face, literally watching customers rip the doors down to the front of the mall one year about 4 or 5 years ago.
Which entrance?
Crazy. Center one, which is where the Red Robin used to be, which is now the Chevy's. Yeah, which will I'm sure eventually go away. Yeah, they rip those doors open. They rip those doors open. And so I understand, and this is why we do the show. So now I'm here, you know, listening to your perspective on this, especially as an independent contractor. When you're talking about gear, you're talking about setting the course for the next year. And it's something you can base every year around. You know, I don't think people, you know, if you listen to the podcast or you watch the Twitch stuff, the gear is what gets you. Mm-hmm. The gear is what you need. And it used to be, when this all started, the promise of YouTube was you could film something and just be yourself and toss it up on a screen. Yeah. Now you need a DSLR camera. Now you need this. You need the sounds perfect. If it's not perfect, someone's going to let you know. If your lighting's not perfect, it's become what we thought it wasn't going to be, you know? Yeah. So equipment is important. So I like that. And then you've raked the leaves. You've gone through this battle.
Now you need a new rake.
You need a new rake. And hey, I can get myself what brings me joy. We can make fun of Funko Pops, but all right, if collecting them brings you a joy, and we as humans need to sometimes, if you're able, to take a moment and give yourself some self-joy, or maybe get some Funko Pops for your wife, because she enjoys them too, and now you got family joy.
Oh, God, does she enjoy them?
You know, I like this take on it. So it's not just about the almighty dollar. You're talking about a little bit of self-care. Retail therapy is a thing. You have to be careful.
You have to be very careful.
I've seen some people buried by it. Mm. But yeah, I just had the conversation with a friend of mine the other night. We went to he was at a whiskey club that he's a member of. And he was treating us some drinks. And to be a member, you have to buy a rather expensive bottle of whiskey. Mm-hmm. So we finished that, and he had to buy a second one. His two choices, one was mid-range. One was, well, not mid-range. And we were like, when you're dead, you're not going to think, I'm glad I saved the $200 on that whiskey.
God.
So all that to say, I get what you're saying, Mark.
And even now in the online era, you don't necessarily have to be on the front lines in the shops to get some of the best stuff. Right. So you don't, like, I don't know why, like, my mom goes out. Well, she does stuff for a charity auction that they do through her work. So she goes and picks up a whole bunch of stuff around this. But in terms of me shopping for family, man, I've already started. Anytime there's been a sale at, like, ThinkGeek or this or that, like, all right, getting started on the holiday season and got something for me as well.
There you go. I like that. So your number two is self-care through retail therapy. I like it a lot. It's part of autumn. And I know, like, hey, JT, if he's listening, JT, our beloved JT, Black Friday is like the most favorite thing in his life. And we used to argue over it all the time. Mm-hmm. We're like, how dare you? And then now who am I to take away his joy?
You know, of course not.
So what is your number one reason to get excited for autumn?
Mine is I just called this back to the earth, and it's the autumn is a time where we take, like, gourds are a big part of flavors and aesthetics and things of that nature. I'm very much a I mean, I wear sandals unless I'm forced to not on sets and places.
I know this about you.
And most of the time I if I get an opportunity, I press my feet into the dirt and I'm just like, the earth is right here.
Are
under
you a
me.
Secret hippie?
No.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
I would say if anything, something that I really identified, there's an animated series. God, it's been way too long. 15 years ago. Shoot. Mm. There's an animated series called Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
That, there are four nations based around what type of nature you can bend, and there were earthbenders, and there were like professional wrestling. Mick Foley did the voice of a character named The Boulder in an episode. But I identified a lot with like the earthbending philosophies, and nobody would wear shoes and if they were a bender, to just sort of get closer to the earth and feel it move under them. there's just everybody is more attuned, I think, more so than spring. I think people are more attuned to nature because like people look at spring and it's like sunflowers and fields and this and that. But don't you tell me that pumpkin spice lattes aren't coming back, because for one way, shape or another, even though it's become a marketing gimmick to put pumpkin spice in everything.
Yeah.
That is a way to bring us closer to the planet that we live on.
I like it.
And everybody is now has a little bit more of the earth a part of them by consuming the pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin frosted flakes, like whatever. Or even squash or any sort of the earthen gifts that we are given.
I like this. Would this be pumpkin spice lattes be as popular if they were just called gourd coffee?
Gourd juice
flavored coffee.
I don't know, man.
I just wondered. But I'll tell you what, I am not one of those people that likes to take away anyone's joy for pumpkin spice lattes.
Well, me either. And people who call themselves basic, like what? That's not
who cares?
Whatever. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. There's so much work going on in the world. There's this definite movement lately because of the, fandoms causing problems and a lot of things we dealt with in Star Wars. We've been dealing with in wrestling for years, quite frankly. But yeah, it's like, hey, there's a lot going on in the world. Let Becky enjoy her pumpkin spice.
Exactly. Just have a drink. And it's one of those things similar to family. Food brings us all together.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where let's just, everybody in a Starbucks can just sit down, whether they're drinking a PSL, #PSL for life or not, and just enjoy the fact that we're here.
Yeah.
So I'd say the earth and earth and flavors, earth and tones, oranges, browns, greens, just that whole feeling, I think, is a lot stronger and something to be excited for. I meant it to be a more holistic thing than eventually turning it into a pumpkin spice latte commercial.
Yeah.
But
No. You've done a great job. I get it. Because again, we talked about it because I think fall, more than any other season now, the snow of winter, we don't deal with that out here, but the snow of winter is a drastic change, obviously. But I think it's the fall, the autumn change, the leaves going, all those kind of things that people love. They make the best posters, the best scene when Harry met Sally.
For kids, there are a couple of photos that you have to get of a newborn.
Right.
One of them is visiting the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
And just being surrounded by the earth.
Yeah, so I totally get it. You've done a great job of being holistic, and this being the number one reason to focus.
Oh, and teas. Sorry, I have to mention tea as well. There's a style of tea in China, and all over the world, but it's called pu'er, and it's one of my absolute favorites because they don't like clean off all of the leaves.
It's a dirty tea.
It's a big dirty tea, but it's warm and it's almost chocolatey. And I'm not even like a big chocolate guy, but it tastes, and in a good way, it tastes like freshly rained on dirt smells. Like it, because you smell and you go, that's nice. Like why is that?
I love a fresh post rain smell. Yeah. I am all on board.
But
if you give me a candle that's like muddy rainwater after, I'm good.
That's not to say that it tastes like mud, but it gives you a similar feeling of how nice that smell is.
Okay. Where can I get this at 7-Eleven?
Actually, I mean, 7-Eleven, they're making those moves. So yeah, maybe soon, but
yeah, hashtag meet for a snack with the afternoons. I'll go over to my favorite 7-Eleven nearby me and see what's going on there.
Probably will find it at 7-Eleven.
So I like this. I like this. I think you've done a great job making us think and see things differently. You have made me pause over something I hate, which is Black Friday, and realize, okay, it can bring joy. Your mother is using it to do charity work. Mm-hmm. So who am I to be grumpy in my office floor sleeping, waiting for my 31st hour of work, which I don't have to do anymore. Well, we'll see. So you have brought some great new insight to a season that we're all familiar with. If you out there listening have your own reasons for liking autumn and what gets you excited for it, and even if it's just a pumpkin spice latte, I want you to reach out using the hashtag LifeRanked, or you can use the hashtag TheKnapsackFiles, and you can join this particular conversation. So, Mark, do you feel good about yourself?
I do. I'm excited. Usually it being, especially this year in particular, being my the 30th anniversary of me being on this
yeah,
earth. I was a little hesitant to get into it, but this helped me sort of come into like, no, it's still the same fall that I love and enjoy, and I can take the same enjoyments and pleasures that I do every year.
You are about to enter one of the better decades.
Yeah.
And don't let anyone tell you differently.
I'm about it.
Yep. Your body might tell you different sometimes, especially about 35, but I think the 20s are shite, and I think the 30s is where the fun begins. So this autumn, take a moment to treat yourself, have a pumpkin spice latte, and a dirty rainwater tea. What's the name of it again?
Pu'er.
Pu'er.
Yeah.
I'm learning new things. I'm not cultured like Mark Donovan. Mark, thank you so much for coming in today.
That's my pleasure, Ken. Anytime I get a chance to do the show with you, I will take that opportunity.
We'll do it. We're going to have you on 4Center as well. Again, if you're listening now, Mark was on 4Center this week. So I appreciate that. But let's highlight again where you can be found, Twitter and all this stuff. And again, the show, Party of Two.
All right. So you can find me personally on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. I also post a lot in the Schmodown thread if you're interested in that.
You posted some heartfelt messages, too.
Well, recently we had Matt Cruz, the first Patreon subscriber, and Matt's been a friend. He's been a guy that's been at all of the tapings as I was coming up, and very supportive, and had a lot of conversations about wrestling as well as movie trivia. So to see him enter was very cool and very interesting, and I'm happy that the cameras got to catch some of our conversations.
Great.
Which is a Patreon exclusive, but they put a trailer up. But in terms of the shows, you can follow Party of Two on Twitter at Party of Two Pod. We are on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Google Play Podcasts, so you can check the episodes there. They go up every Tuesday. And if you're into gaming, and if you follow Ken on Twitch, you can follow us on Twitch as well at Inventory Full PT. The PT stands for Podcast Team, because we do live video podcasting as well as playing games. So make sure to follow us there too. Ken, it's been a dang pleasure.
Hey, it's been all my pleasure, sir. And please, if you're out there listening, follow Mark. And we've known him. We've known each other for years now. And despite the sandal thing, you're an okay young man there. We'll talk about the sandals, especially with jeans. Don't be a Makuga. Okay. Don't be an Ellis. Guys, you can follow me at Ken Knapsack. Use those hashtags, LifeRanked and The Knapsack Files, to join the conversation for this episode. You can follow The Knapsack Files and myself on Facebook with the official page. We are on Twitch, twitch.tv/... Ken Knapsack, Instagram as well. YouTube is up and running more. My Motivations with Ken series is going. It's on there Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's a funny little thing. I hope it's funny. I think it's weird. It's my weird sense of humor coming out. I don't think a lot of you, if you've been Schmoes fans of me, you haven't really seen the weird side of my sense of humor. That's what these Motivations with Ken are about. Check that out, patreon.com/TheKnapsackFiles, if you want to consider supporting. And we're on TeePublic with some great t-shirts there, designed by Thomas and Kyle and Brian Ward and others, so check those out. That is it. Autumn is coming. Are you ready? We'll see you. Life has been ranked.